Hey, everyone, and welcome to Movie Crush.
Sounds more like we're introducing the jazz program on NPR, Chuck.
Sweaty balls.
Ooh. How you doing?
I'm great, man.
How do you feel about jazz music?
Oh, I love jazz.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Are you kidding?
It's okay, huh?
Yeah, I'm a beatnik jazz head.
You're a jazz head. Yeah. Smoking them jazz cigarettes.
Jazz cigarettes, yeah. And drinking cheap wine.
Cheap wine.
Yeah, I love jazz.
Yeah.
Not always. I got into jazz in college.
Mm-hmm. My knowledge is not absurdly deep of the genre, but
same.
There's some beautiful stuff out there, yeah.
You ever seen the Ken Burns epic documentary?
No, those are too long.
You've never seen any Ken Burns?
I've seen the Ken Burns effect, where they, you know, zoom into the photograph.
No, what, man? Holes. Well, we're doing those holes this week.
All right. If I was going to watch one Ken Burns doc, should it be like a war one or jazz or baseball? Is there a baseball one? Did I make that up? I don't know.
Yeah, but don't watch baseball. You don't like baseball.
I don't care about baseball. That's true.
You know, I'm sentencing you to fucking 14 hours on baseball.
Okay.
Or however long it is.
I'll do jazz. Jazz seems like a fun one.
It's great.
There's so much wrapped up in the culture, and it's such like an intensely American art form or whatever.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I mean, as a music guy, I'd probably recommend that. If you don't want quite such a long thing, then I would recommend Lewis and Clark because it's shorter.
Okay.
But just watch jazz.
I will.
I'll watch it again.
I will say this. Ken Burns, you've seen those masterclass things that are advertised all over the internet?
Yeah, they were advertisers on Stuff You Should Know for
a while. Oh, cool. Yeah, no, it's great. I've seen a couple. Like, I've seen the one with the guy from the French Laundry, the chef, and also Gordon Ramsay has a good one.
Cooking
techniques. But Ken Burns has one on filmmaking, and I'd never seen what he looks like. He has the goofiest little haircut. He has, like, bangs, like, straight across the top.
Oh, yeah.
It's a whole thing.
Yeah, that's the real Ken Burns effect.
Yeah, exactly.
You end up. Now, you know what? I'm not going to poke at Ken Burns.
No, he's obviously a very, very important filmmaker.
I think he's a hero of mine.
Interesting haircut choice.
He probably looks at me and says, "What's up with spiking your hair up in your late 40s?
Come on, man. You can do whatever you want.
You think you are Brian Grazer?
No, no, you're Chuck Bryant.
All right, Noel, we're going to start with your holes. And here's what I did, Noel.
All right.
I did a sci-fi edition.
Oh, cool. I might fare well here.
Supposedly loading it in your favor. However, I didn't try and stump you, but I obviously didn't put Star Wars and Harry Potter on there.
Harry Potter is not sci-fi, my friend. That is magical realism.
Sorry. I don't want to taint your favorite thing.
Don't ruffle my Harry Potter feathers.
You want to taint your favorite thing?
I know.
Especially
really
while
is.
We're playing Noel's Holes.
No, I know. No, I need to be focused here.
All right, here we go. I got my little bracket drawn out, my column ready. So, like I said, Noel, I tried to pick movies. They're all very popular films, but I didn't just lob any softballs your way, really.
I'm ready.
All right, ready?
Yep.
Number one, Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan.
Is that the one where he says Khan?
That's a no.
What? No, it is.
Well, sure he says Khan, but did you see it?
I don't know. Maybe.
All right, that's a no.
I saw the remake with Khan in it, with Benedict Cumberbatch.
Cumberbunch. Cumberbun. No one's ever said that.
Yeah, no, I know.
Number two, Noel. The Robert Zemeckis, Matthew McConaughey, Jodie Foster film, Contact.
Yes, of course. Saw that in the theaters. Love that movie.
All right, I figured.
Yeah.
Number three, this is a bit of a softball. Steven Spielberg's AI, Artificial Intelligence.
Yeah, I liked it. I know it kind of got dragged a little bit.
Yeah.
And the ending's a little strange. Because it was the Kubrick thing, right? Like it was like half Kubrick, and then Spielberg kind of took it over.
And
Spielberg did up a little bit, I think, you know?
Oh, I'm sure he shined it up a bit.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it went from Kubrick to Spielberg, and they're pretty different dudes.
I think the thing I remember most about that movie is it's kind of a bummer. It's like a real sad movie, you know?
Yeah, and that, you know what? I only saw it once, and that's probably for a reason.
Totally.
Because most Spielberg I can watch a couple of times.
Oh, for sure.
Like, at least.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he's a formerly fantastic filmmaker. Like, he makes really good choices. And, like,
did you say formerly?
Formally. Like, his – yeah. What's his latest? Like, he's made some – he's continued.
The Ready Player One.
Oh, that was not that good.
Eh.
It was just kind of stuffed with references. I got bored.
All right. Speaking of stuffing, Noel.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness gracious.
We got to move on.
All right.
Number four, Strange Days, Catherine Bigelow's.
Yes. I adore that movie. All with right. a kind of early VR kind of yeah. sex tape kind of stuff, right? Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. It's all about like recreating other people's memories.
Yeah.
And
a little bit ahead of its time, I would
really
say.
Cool. No, it holds. It's a really good movie. Is it Ralph Fiennes, mm-hmm. isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Really cool. Much better than Hackers, which I think probably came out that year, too.
Oh, right. Is that sci-fi?
It's just like that cyberpunk kind of like,
I did see
you know.
That. Robert Redford.
Yeah. Uh-huh. What? What are you talking
Hackers?
About? Hackers with Robert Redford? That's amazing.
What movie am I thinking of?
I don't know.
Robert Redford computer movie.
The Lawnmower Man?
Sneakers.
Sneakers.
See?
No, that's fair.
But I mean, come on.
No, but listen, picturing...
What's Hackers?
Hackers is a movie with like all of these kind of teen heartthrobs of the moment.
Oh,
like,
I remember
and
that
it's
movie.
It's like one of the movies that does such a bad job of depicting the idea of the internet, you know?
Yeah, like
it's just... it's so funny.
It's some dummy's idea, like some like... sure.
Yeah. No, they literally like zoom through these digital buildings and stuff, yeah. and it's such a dated, silly movie. Yeah,
they're peeking behind the ones and zeros. If yeah, if it was a curtain.
No, exactly, and literally. It's also their fashion is so like absurdly, you know, cliche. Like they've got like what's his name, Matthew Lillard has like weird red dreadlocks, and he's wearing
that's
like
all you,
know, you
need to say, my friend,
pleather pants and stuff. Yeah, that's why I laughed because the idea of Robert Redford being in that movie is inherently amazing.
All you had to do was say Matthew Lillard and dreadlocks.
Yep.
All right. Number five. I know you've seen this. Here's a softball for you, Noel. 12 Monkeys.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Terry Gilliam, man. The
you
best.
Know what? Why some of these are on here, because quite honestly, it's hard to stump you in well, sci-fi. I was looking around. I was like, Noel's seen all these.
I'm into sci-fi. You could, I mean, if you were going to do it, you could do it with like some the Day the Earth Stood Still or something like that.
Nah,
or some older
I tried to be
stuff.
Fair. There's a couple old ones. But,
that's fair.
All right. Number six, Logan's Run.
Have not.
Okay.
Have not. And I've always wanted to. And I think there was talk that Nicholas Winding Refn, I believe, who I really dig to Drive and stuff,
oh, sure.
was going to do a remake of Logan's
Ooh,
Run.
That'd be
and it sounded interesting.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. Number seven, Noel, Under the Skin.
You know.
The Scarlett Johansson.
I didn't finish
days.
Watching it.
Okay.
And I know
it, at all.
It's cool. It's just real slow. It was a real slow burn, and it kind of lost me. And I had it. I had rented it or something like that, and I didn't finish it. But really cool soundtrack, and I need to give it another shot. I just wasn't in the right headspace for it, I think.
I gotcha. All right, Noel. Number eight, and this is specific, Solaris, the Soderbergh-Clooney version.
I fell asleep during that one too, Chuck.
So were we counting these? How long did you get into it?
I paid money to see it in the theater.
Well,
I definitely fell asleep during it. I think I had just gotten some dental work done, and I had some like muscle relaxers
so
or something
you
that I was doing.
A Tarkovsky remake would be a good move.
Yeah, I fell asleep hardcore. Yeah,
that's a weirdly specific memory.
I very 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 specifically remember falling asleep during that.
I don't quite
movie.
Know what to do there. Then I mean, you paid money, you went and saw it. You had dental work.
I think it's a no. I will not. I couldn't tell you anything about it. So
well, I saw the whole thing and I couldn't tell you anything about it.
That's fair.
Number nine, Dark City.
I love Dark City. That's one of my favorite modern kind of sci-fi movies.
All right. Number 10, I think I might have you with this one, Starman with Jeff Bridges.
No. That came up recently in conversation. Okay. I don't remember who brought it up, but is it good? Is it kind of, I bet it's kind of dated.
It's great.
Is it good?
Oh, I imagine it's dated, but
yeah.
I mean, it's a bit of a cheat because it's more romance. But it is about an alien.
Is there an alien? I thought there was an alien.
He is the alien.
Does it look like Jeff Bridges?
Yep.
Okay.
But he doesn't act like Jeff Bridges.
Yeah, okay. Is it sort of like K-Pax? Remember K-Pax?
I didn't see that,
okay.
But I know the movie.
Yeah.
That's with the creep, right?
It's with the creep. That's how he who shall not be named.
Number 11. But I have a feeling he's done.
Sure seems like it.
Like forever.
Oh, yeah. I think so, too.
Because he keeps making the wrong move.
Oh, I mean, I...
Yeah, that weird thing he did in character that he blasted out on the internet.
Oh, God.
As the guy from the
House
show
of Cards?
On. Yeah.
The one he got fired from?
Yeah, he did a bit in character, like, I didn't even watch it. I just saw it. I just read the headline.
That's
sorry to say.
Really unfortunate. No, I didn't see that.
All right, 11, I think we just talked about it in the last episode, Another Earth. Oh, no. That was After Earth. This is Another Earth.
Another Earth with
Britt Marling.
Britt Marling movie. Yeah, I liked it. Yeah,
okay.
Definitely. I like her... A lot.
Yeah, me too. She fits in these sci-fi projects, I think.
I think so, too.
There's an otherworldliness about her somehow.
Yeah, but it's also, like, pretty grounded. And it's sort of sci-fi is sort of on the fringes of it, and it's never, like, overtly sci-fi, but it's sort of just, like, conceptual. Like,
she's not flying around spaceships.
I dig it,
Number 12, Equilibrium.
I don't think so.
2002, Christian Bale?
No.
I haven't seen it either, but it was on all the list of sci-fi movies you should see that you probably have not seen.
Is that right? Well, I have not seen it, so I'll have to check it out.
No, it's tied 6-6.
This might be the one that makes me fall from grace.
I don't think so. I see some yeses in your future.
Okay.
Starting with The Fountain.
Yes. I had to think about that because that's another kind of slow plotting weird one that I maybe didn't watch all of, but now I think I've seen it, all of it.
Yeah. I think you have too. Sunshine.
Yes. That's Danny Boyle. Danny Boyle.
In fact, I remember you talking about that in this very room. I think you're going to totally snag this, Noel.
Okay.
Snowpiercer is next.
I love Snowpiercer.
Of course you saw that.
Bong Joon-ho, I believe. What is it? Not Vietnamese. A Korean director.
Yeah.
It's not the guy who did Old Boy, but they're sort of buddies. And it's the guy who did that movie, The Host, I want to say, which is like a monster movie. I loved Snowpiercer. I thought it was so cool and well-designed. And
it looked so good.
Yeah.
It looked so great.
Yeah.
I think the whole thing was great.
The design of it, like there's a
Bong
part.
Bong Joon-ho.
Bong Joon-ho, yeah. And did he do The Host?
He did, he did Okja.
That's right.
With our buddy John Ronson.
John Ronson.
I didn't know that.
Did he do terrific. Memories of Murder, maybe? Was
Memories
that?
Of Murder and a movie called Mother and The Host. You're correct.
The Host is great.
Boy, he's super talented.
He's amazing. Yeah. No, really, really great.
All right. I might get to this next one. Number 16, Free Jack.
No, but there's a really good How Did This Get Made episode where they talk about it, and it just sounds like the most absurd movie ever of all time. And Mick Jagger.
They filmed that in Atlanta years ago.
Is that right?
Before Atlanta was a big movie.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Aren't there like garbage can fire kind of like street scenes? Was that
probably.
Probably was downtown.
Mick Jagger, man.
Yeah.
And Emilio Estevez, I think.
Yeah, Free Jack. It's like it's sort of like got a quantum leap quality to it. Don't you like jump into other people's bodies or something like that?
Yeah, I think Free Jack is a verb.
That's
maybe?
Right.
Maybe?
I don't know.
All right, I definitely have you with this one because you already alluded to it, I think. Invasion of the Body Snatchers. Or no, you did Day the Earth Stood Still.
The original?
Yeah, with Donald Sutherland.
Well, isn't there an even older one, though?
Oh, I don't know.
I think the one with Donald Sutherland is a remake, and that was like in the 70s. And I think there's like
that's the one I was talking about.
Yeah, I have not. That's the one where they all kind of open their mouths and make the weird moaning faces or whatever. That's a very famous scene.
It's 9-8 in your favor.
Oh, boy.
With 3 to play.
Okay.
Number 18, Johnny Mnemonic.
There's another How Did This Get Made about that one, and I saw that one in the theaters.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Henry Rollins is in it, like super buff Henry Rollins.
All right.
Plays like a scientist.
Is there any other Henry Rollins?
No.
I guess he was a skinny kid.
He used to be. He didn't used to be as buff as he became.
Skinnier.
Yeah.
Number 19. I know you've seen this. Primer.
Yeah. Yeah, with the time machine box.
All right, Noel, you have secured it in your favor.
Yes.
With only one to go.
Oh, boy.
Doesn't matter.
Okay, well, I still want to know.
Have you ever seen Westworld, the film?
No.
All right.
No, I've seen the series, though. I know it's totally different.
So 11 to 9.
Yeah.
Good job.
Pretty close to 50-50 again. That's usually how it goes.
But this was me trying purposely to kind of stump you.
Well, you did a good job, Chuck.
So
you also reminded me of some things that I would like to see, and like I really do want to watch the Body Snatchers. That's an interesting looking movie.
Yeah, it's 70s sci-fi. Mm-hmm. That's always great. All right, let me see, everyone. I think what we're gonna go to next is another edition of your favorite new segment, Up With Fuck.
Up With Fuck.
Turns out you people really like your F-bombs. I love it. And if you're new to the show, I'm sorry if you made it this far even. Talking about holes and taints.
Man, nobody said anything about a taint until now, Chuck. That was a choice you made.
Oh.
My buddy Wesley, who's a big Stuff You Should Know fan and listens to all the other shows as well, said it's a real like shock to hear you say F-bombs.
To see my true self coming out.
To see your true self, yeah.
A lot of people love it.
No, the stuff you should know self is still your true self. And honestly, I like doing the shows where you can't swear. I like being able to swear, but it's sort of like, you know.
It's a challenge.
It's a challenge. It's sort of like Will Smith rap, you know?
Yeah, I'm used to it on Stuff You Should Know by now. It's like, I don't feel like I have
to stop myself. It's second nature, yeah.
And you know what? That allowed us to get a very broad fan base.
It really did.
Families, teachers,
yeah.
School, children.
Absolutely. Same with Ridiculous History. Like, I think some people really like the fact that it's not so, you know, not crass, but like, and I love swearing, but I think there's something about it not being a part of the equation that makes it a little bit comforting in some way. Like, I don't know. It's interesting.
Yeah. Sometimes it's funny. I will, Josh doesn't do it as much as I do, but I do. And when we're recording Stuff You Should Know, I will, just because it fits so well and is so funny, I will make a very dirty, crass joke as we're recording.
Yeah.
Just, and then we laugh and say, beep, 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 beep. Obviously cut that.
Right.
But I just had to say it.
Of course. Sometimes you got to.
Yeah, you can't sit on that stuff.
No.
It's comedy gold.
It really is.
All right.
Are we up with fucking?
We're up with fucking.
Let's do it.
This is going to be our last segment because I'm going to go through a lot of these.
Cool.
And some of these, if I read them last time, I apologize. I don't remember. And I'm not going to keep a spreadsheet on F-bombs.
That'd be a cool spreadsheet, though.
Michael Scanlon says, go suck a fuck. Exactly how does one suck a fuck?
Donnie Darko.
Donnie Darko. Classic. A bunch of people said that.
Yeah.
Got it. And I think I read the Planes, Trains, and Automobiles last time, so I'm not going to go through that again.
Yeah, you did.
Aaron Cerullo Stepp says, Four Weddings and a Funeral, the first lines of the movie, Hugh Grant, upon realizing he woke up late. Oh, fuck, fuck, fuckity, fuck, fuck.
Yep. I remember somebody, my mom maybe, was talking about how, like, the first word in that movie is fuck, and how, like, that was somehow very shocking to her at the time.
Really?
Yeah. No.
I want to meet your mom, Noel.
She's pretty cool.
Laura Brown Xu says, I am not drinking any fucking Merlot. From Sideways.
Yeah.
Emily and I have, we're going to go through the Alexander Payne films.
Uh-huh.
That's going to be our jam, starting with Sideways. And we're so busy, we've been talking about this for like 2.5 months.
Really?
And have not been able to do it.
What's that one, the black and white one?
Oh, Nebraska.
Nebraska. I have not seen that. I really want to.
It's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Will Forte, I think, is a super, super underrated actor.
Yeah, I agree.
He's silly as can be, and I love it, but he's a really great actor.
Well, I love that we're kind of getting back into, maybe this is not, you know, something that stopped happening, but like Robin Williams, for example, total amazing comedian mm-hmm. that turns out had incredible acting chops, and we're kind of seeing more and more of that these days.
Yeah.
Like, what's her name? Melissa McCarthy is in that movie that got some nods. I don't think she got nominated.
She did.
She did get nominated.
Yeah,
that's great.
She is just starting to do like some of her best work, probably.
Well, I think this is the first real dramatic piece she's ever done.
Yeah, and
she did so many of those goofball, gross out comedies after the success of Bridesmaids or whatever that I think she probably got typecast as that for like the schlubby, you know.
I bet she'll balance that out here forward.
And she's talked about that in interviews, how in Hollywood it's so difficult to escape from that image where everyone wants her to be the goofy pratfall kind of unattractive woman or whatever.
Right.
You know, like that's how she – those are her words kind of. And,
right.
And she's kind of had to really do some work to push through that.
Yeah,
and
man.
Kind of,
especially
you know,
when it's hard for the artists when they're paying you like a lot of money to be in those big comedies. Like it's hard to turn down when – she had been an actor for a long, long time, and all of a sudden she's getting these big financial opportunities.
Absolutely.
You kind of like need to jump on that.
You do.
If you secure yourself, then start doing the art house stuff.
Yeah, for sure. It hasn't come here yet, and I can't quite remember the title, but I'm very excited to see it.
Yeah, me too. Tracy Fox from Inglourious Basterds, fuck a duck. She said it gets her every time. Susie Hannah. It's a little bit of an eyeball trick.
It's like a portmanteau.
Susie, nice. Noel, busting that out.
Yeah, man.
Susie Hannah from Jerry Maguire. Let's go right now. Let's go to the zoo. Ray, the zoo, you know, the fucking zoo is closed.
Yeah.
You said fuck.
The kid? Is this the little kid with the spiky hair?
That was me doing my little kid.
That's good. That's
Boy,
good.
That kid was cute.
He was cute.
I wonder what he's like now.
He's probably a terror running around Hollywood Boulevard, hopped up on goofballs.
Hopped up on the bennies.
Yep.
Carrie Mason says the almost F-bomb from Aunt May and Spider-Man Homecoming. That was a great moment. I like these variations on the theme. Scott Cahill says they fuck you at the drive-thru, okay? They fuck you at the drive-thru.
I can't quite catch that one.
That was Joe Pesci in Lethal Weapon 3.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken. Yes, that is totally what that was. Let me see. Sigourney Weaver, upon seeing the Chompers in Galaxy Quest. Well, fuck that.
Was that PG-13?
Well, it said it was overdubbed for the PG version.
Interesting.
But it was hilarious, yeah. He said, as an F-bomb. Let's go with... Oh, well, let's go with Hudson from Aliens. This is Simon Machin. That's great. That's just fucking great, man. Now what the fuck are we supposed to do? We're in some real shit now, man. Game's over, man. Game's fucking over.
Yeah. Didn't he? I heard he improv that game over part.
Oh, really?
I thought I read somewhere.
I buy that.
Yeah.
Man, I'm so sad about him still.
It really is sad.
Oh, what a bummer.
And he seemed like a good guy. Like everything that I've read about him, he seemed like a genuinely kind person.
I have recommended this before, but if listen to the Marc Maron interview with Bill Paxton. And I listened to that and I was like, I want to be his neighbor and friend.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
He's just such a good dude.
Your buddy Paul F. Tompkins, he had on the show, does a great character on Comedy Bang Bang where he plays that character that he plays in Titanic, where he's just talking about, I was just looking for the heart of the ocean, yeah. The corps de la mer.
Oh, pretty PFT. Great. I just saw him this past weekend.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is he at Sketchfest? I love him. He's such a vibrant, weird guy.
Yeah.
His laugh is infectious.
He's great. All right. Dawn Kuby, my old friend from New York, by way of Connecticut. She says, no, we're not going to fucking do Stonehenge. Derek St. Hubbins of Spinal Tap.
Was talking about like Stonehenge that was in serious danger of being trodden upon by a dwarf.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
So great.
Tiny little Stonehenge. I love that. And oh, how they danced. The little children of Stonehenge beneath the haunted moon.
Oh, man.
That movie is so much fun.
I saw a Spinal Tap in concert back then.
What?
At the Fox Theater. They did a tour. And they did an album and a tour. And I will say this, I love Spinal Tap, the movie, so, so much. Obviously, that's why I went. And the concert was not fun to be at.
So was it just kind of like too much of a good thing all in a row? Like you need the actual dialogue and not just the songs?
Yeah, but they did bits and it was just like, it wasn't fun. It was one of those things where it wasn't funny enough to be a comedy show. And the music is the music.
Yeah.
And like, I don't know, man. It just didn't feel right.
That's fair. I can totally picture what you're saying.
Yeah. Like, I still get creeped out when I think about that. Stellan Carlson, our old pal, says, Mary Steenburgen from Stepburger. Stepburgers? What? I meant Stepburders.
Stepburders? Irma Gerd? Hamburgers?
Stepbrothers. I'm going to open up a burger place called Stepburgers.
Like Wahlburgers, you can open up right next to the Wahlburgers.
All I need is a step sibling. I don't
That's
have
fair.
One.
Oh,
maybe my mom will have a baby.
It's never too late.
Stellan says, "What the fucking fuck?" I got a lot of up likes because I think just seeing the lovely and sweet Mary Steenburgen drop F bombs.
Oh, what is this from?
From Stepburgers.
Oh, okay, sorry, I didn't remember she was in that. Is she still married to Ted Danson? Because they got divorced.
Yeah.
They got divorced in Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Did they?
Yeah.
I never watched that last season.
Oh, man. No, he's with Larry's ex-wife in the show
he's
now.
With Cheryl?
He's with Cheryl.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. Oh, man, I got to see that.
So good.
All right, Noel, let's do like five more of these.
Sure.
Seth Johnston, Noel, I know this is one of your favorites. Marla from Fight Club.
Yeah.
You should go and say it. I know you know it.
Oh, yeah. I haven't been fucked like that since grade school.
That's it.
That's shock value, shock and awe line
yeah.
from old David Fincher. I can't remember if that was in the book or not, if that was in the Chuck Palahniuk book.
Well, it was a different line.
Oh, is that right? Was it worse in the book?
Yeah.
I do remember the line, I want you to have my abortion.
I thought that was the line.
That was in the movie as well.
Oh, it was?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I think that was definitely in the book, though. I can't remember if the grade school line was in the book. The book goes a pretty different direction, actually, with the plot.
I read a couple of his books back then.
Yeah, I stopped being interested, but I was really, really into those for a while.
Yeah, good books.
Yeah, for sure.
Quick reads. Oh, boy, this is one of my favorite F-bombs ever, everyone. Brandon Surigao says, from Blue Velvet, Dennis Hopper, Heineken! Fuck that shit.
Yeah.
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
It's great. Did so we do great. Silence of the Lambs? Has anyone said we did? That was a thing.
Yes.
That was definitely a thing. Yes. That was one of the first ones. That was one of the first ones.
Jason Alvey from Anchorman, The Legend of Ron Burgundy. Go fuck yourself, San Diego.
And then just smile and dead eyes.
Yeah.
It's great.
Boy, that character just kills me.
It's a good one. And, you know,
I hope it never goes away.
Oh, my gosh, Chuck. Boy, do I have a podcast rec for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Ron Burgundy podcast coming soon.
That's right.
I have heard such good things about it. It sounds like delightful.
Yeah, I'm really excited to be out there working.
Oh, I know.
Totally. Oh, my gosh. All right, two more. From Blade, Robert Lamb, our own Robert Lamb. We should have gotten him in here to do this reading. Some motherfuckers are always trying to ice skate uphill.
Damn.
I didn't see Blade.
I didn't either, but that's a really interesting image. I'm picturing that in my mind now.
Yeah?
It's like some people are like, they're just like going about things the wrong way. That's a good expression.
Yeah.
I like that.
Ice skate uphill.
Ice skate uphill. Ice skating's hard on a flat surface, let alone uphill.
I can ice skate pretty good.
Can you really?
Yeah, I went through a hockey phase back post-college.
Interesting, okay.
Where I played the pickup hockey. My friend worked at the rink.
Yeah.
So I skated around a lot, played a little pickup hockey.
That's cool.
Yeah, I was not good at hockey. But I learned how to skate okay. Let me see. David Mills from 16 Candles. They fucking forgot my birthday.
Oh.
All right, we'll finish with that one, everyone.
That's a sad one.
Yeah, this is good. There's still hundreds more to go. We're into the F-bombs, and I know you are too. And Noel, do you have anything else?
No. These are fun, though, because this is a good segment, Chuck. This is a stroke of genius on your part. I'm really excited about that. Well, okay.
A bit crass, but
that's fair.
We'll take it.
Yeah.
All right. Bye, everybody.
See ya.